Welcome to the This is Mental Wellness podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Woods. Let's dive into today's episode. What's up? All right. So this is the third part of this series, and I think it's going to be your favorite episode because we're going to actually dive into how to hack your body to have that feeling of motivation on demand, instantly, when you need it, for however long you need it, so that you can GSD, get stuff done. So in the last two parts of this series, we dove into number one, what is the feeling of motivation? How do you define that? The way that I define the feeling of motivation when I'm speaking about all of this is calm, focused, actionable energy. Then in episode two, or the second part of this series, we talked about what happens in the brain and the body to achieve that feeling of focus and actionable energy. And then in this episode, we're gonna talk about what you can actually do on your end to flip the switch and to have that feeling when you need it. Okay. So what are the things that we need in order to have motivation, that calm, focus, actionable energy? Well, we need the right amount, a healthy curve of cortisol. So we want a healthy cortisol curve, which is, again, that's our stress hormone. And you don't want too little cortisol. You don't want too much cortisol. You don't want cortisol being released at the wrong time in your day, right? You want a healthy cortisol curve. So that's number one. We want plenty of dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter that is created in our brain and in our gut, and that is part of our pleasure and reward system. So it gives us, is responsible kind of for that feeling of drive, mental focus. It's got a lot of different functions, and we want plenty of that. If we're looking for calm, focused, actionable energy, we want plenty of GABA, which is another neurotransmitter, and that is responsible for kind of helping calm your mind, calm your nerves, right? So it restores calm. And if we're looking for calm, actionable energy, we're definitely going to want to have plenty of GABA that kind of like deals with the jitters or the feeling of anxiety or those type of things. We're also going to want plenty of serotonin, which is another neurotransmitter. It's our happy hormone or happy neurotransmitter. It serves a lot of different functions. It has to do with memory, with our sleep cycle. It's got a lot of different purposes, but we're definitely going to want to have plenty of GABA, which 95%, if you didn't already know this, of GABA is actually produced in our gut. So really important to be thinking about and looking at gut health when we are thinking about what it is that we need in order to have that feeling of motivation. Okay. So those are the things we need. Before we dive into how to increase them instantly, I want to talk about laying the foundation. Okay. And in part two of this series, we talked a little bit about, the different things that at the end of the second episode, the different things not to do, right? The different things that will sabotage our brain and our body being able to actually produce the things that it needs to produce in order to create that feeling of motivation. Okay. So number one, one of the foundational things that we need to do is prioritize sleep. So sleep is essential to motivation, especially motivation on demand. It's one of those things where we always want to be working towards and focusing on getting good quality sleep, 7 to 8 hours a night, and really working on making sure that we're giving our brain and our body plenty of time to recharge, recuperate, and do what it needs to do. The second thing is managing stress. Okay, so stress is one of those things that has, again, a massive impact on our body's ability to do what it needs to do to create that feeling of motivation, that calm, focused, actionable energy. So what are we doing in our day-to-day to manage stress? You know, you can look at things like exercise. And this doesn't mean training for a marathon or doing a CrossFit workout. This can be something as simple as going for a walk, or playing with your kids outside, playing catch, playing soccer. It can be as simple as, doing a yoga workout from YouTube, something along those lines. Like, what are you doing to manage stress with moving your body? It can be meditating. It can be, you know, having tough conversations. It can be going to therapy. There are so many different ways. And I think I will do a full episode on, you know, all of the different ways that I, you know, manage stress and have found ways to manage stress. But that's one of those things where we have to look at that and look at, okay, what am I doing to manage stress so that I'm laying that foundation of, you know, good health so that I can do these other things to instantly give myself that feeling of motivation. Okay. And then the third thing is our diet. And I don't say diet in the sense of, you know, what kind of diet are you on to lose weight? I'm saying diet as in what are you putting into your body? What kind of foods are you eating? And our nutrition and motivation can go hand in hand, because a lot of times if we are struggling with that feeling of motivation, there can be a level of connection with the types of foods that we are craving, that we're reaching for more often. And then that can kind of contribute to this negative cycle of, you know, eating foods that are sabotaging the things that our body needs in order to create that feeling of calm, focused energy. And then because we don't have that feeling, we're reaching for the foods that are self-sabotaging, right? So want to look at things like, how much protein are you eating? Are you eating a lot of processed foods? Are you eating more, you know, whole foods and more of a Mediterranean style with higher fat and good whole forms of fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and proteins and different things like that. So really looking at, you know, are you eating to balance, like eating foods that are balancing your blood sugar? Are you getting in enough protein? Are you eating enough calories? And making sure that you have that foundation laid in place from a nutritional standpoint. Okay. So after looking at those things, now we can start to think about what are some of the things that we can do to hack the body and have that feeling of instant motivation. Right. So there's a couple of things that I use on a daily basis, and they're super helpful, right? In if I need motivation, if I need that calm, focused, actionable energy, I have a big day ahead of me. I have a long to-do list. I have some creative work that I need to get done, or I just want to be in a good mood when I'm at home with the kids and I'm homeschooling Addison and you know, homeschooling Ellie and hanging out with Truett and, you know, just doing all of the things. Or if I'm toggling back and forth between, you know, work mode in the morning, and then I've got kids, and then I've got my husband coming home in the evening, and I'm making dinner and all of those kinds of things, and I'm just needing to toggle through all of the different roles that, you know, a lot of times as women and mothers and wives and all of these different things, we wear a lot of hats. So what are some of the things that I can do to help me to have that calm, focused, actionable energy when I need it the most, right? I'm not waiting on it to happen. I'm like, okay, I'm going to mix this up and I know that it's going to help me feel a certain way, okay? So two of the things that I use are nootropics and adaptogens. So nootropics are, all they are is a substance that can help with cognitive function. So this is things like decision-making, memory, creativity, motivation, focus, all of those kinds of things. And nootropics can come in synthetic form or natural form, right? So synthetic forms of nootropics can be things like Adderall or that variety, right, that can help with focus. And then natural forms, which just come from nature, right? So plants, herbs, different things like that, that can just have a positive cognitive effect, right? So help with decision-making, memory, creativity, motivation, all of those kinds of things, okay? So nootropics and then adaptogens, which are herbs and roots that will support your body in handling mental and physical stress. So those two together, nootropics and adaptogens, really are the secret sauce for me for knowing, okay, I can reach for this, I can take that when I want to feel a certain way. I've laid the foundation to the best of my ability, right? Or I at least am aware that, okay, I didn't sleep as well as I could have last night because I have a baby and, you know, he's teething. So I know that, you know, I'm going to have a little bit more cortisol throughout the day today. My stress is going to be a little bit higher. And so I need to do some things to kind of like manage my stress and make sure that anything that I'm using throughout the day to have that mental and physical energy is not going to cause me to have more stress and more cortisol released. So being aware of kind of like those foundational pieces make it really easy for me to know what to reach for throughout the day to have that feeling that I'm looking for. Okay. So I have a couple of things that I use to boost motivation, manage stress, improve focus, and again, just really be able to know, okay, I want to feel like X, so I'm going to take Y, if that makes sense. So it's very, very simple. All right. I always, always, always start with gut health because that really is where a lot of, again, the things that our body needs, the dopamine, the GABA, the serotonin, you know, our modulation of our cortisol, all of these different things, a lot of that is either produced in the gut, assimilated in the gut, or modulated through the gut and the gut-brain axis. So I'm always starting with gut health and making sure that that's something that I'm paying attention to, you know, to the best of my ability with nutrition and then just with the different supplements that I'm using, that it kind of has that gut component and that it is healthy or beneficial for my overall gut health because it's foundational anytime we're talking about anything that's happening in the brain, okay? So then the next thing that I start to think about is using well-researched plants, herbs, and different blends, right? So things that there is a lot of, you know, knowledge and scientific validation and clinical studies behind the efficacy of the different things, right? So it's not just like going to the farmer's market and having, you know, some person that's set up there selling me a tincture. Yes, that actually happened. I actually bought ashwagandha, which is an adaptogen that I'll talk about a little bit, a couple years ago at the farmer's market in our town. And I took one dropper of it because it was a tincture and it was so disgusting. Oh my goodness. Ashwagandha does not taste good. I have a capsule form that I use and I love, 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 love the way that ashwagandha makes me feel. It's a really, really cool herb. But the tincture version, I would not recommend. So, you know, when you're looking through these things, you want well-researched, you know, studied varieties and blends and different things like that, not just going to, you know, the farmer's market, because what ended up happening with that tincture for me is it sat in the cabinet for 2 years and actually just tossed it a couple of weeks ago because I was not ever going to use it. Okay, so my current favorites that I use on a daily basis to be able to, again, hack my body and have that instant motivation is I have a gut health support supplement that has strain-specific probiotics in it that are clinically shown to reduce stress, increase serotonin and GABA, which again are those neurotransmitters. Serotonin is kind of our happy hormone or happy neurotransmitter, and then GABA restores calm. And then improve overall mood and energy. So it's got some different strains in there. It's got some gut support ingredients that are in it that help with gut integrity and gut lining. So kind of healing leaky gut and making sure that my gut is really, really healthy and I have good beneficial bacteria that I am supplementing with that's actually going to give me the feeling that I'm looking for. And I think I'll do an episode just specifically on strain-specific bacteria for mental wellness because it's actually really, really cool, you know, just research and science. So then I have another supplement that I mix in with my gut health support supplement that has mango leaf in it. And that helps with that mental flow state. So kind of like that in the zone feeling. It's been studied and helps a lot with that. So I use that. It has a palm fruit extract in it, which helps increase BDNF, which is our brain-derived nootropic factor. And it helps with neuroinflammation and kind of like brain aging, basically. So it helps with memory and just cognitive function. You actually create BDNF from exercising. There's a lot of studies that have been shown on the different types of exercise and at what point during which types of exercise. So HIIT training is actually really good for increasing and creating BDNF, but you can also take it or take different plant extracts to help your body create more of it. So using something like this that has palm fruit extract in it that actually increases BDNF as a pre-workout is one of those kind of double whammies that you can take it, go and exercise, and then you're going to have an even better result from that. But that's a side note. I use a supplement that has New Zealand pine bark in it, which helps with mental energy, kind of like combats mental fatigue, which as I'm going throughout my day and I'm GSDing, so I'm getting stuff done, and I've got kids and I've got business and I've got all of these different responsibilities. That's one of the things that I, you know, can struggle with the most is that mental fatigue. So New Zealand pine bark has been shown to help with that. And then in my gut health support, it actually has L-theanine in it, which is an adaptogen that can help relax your nervous system and calm your mind. So again, can help with the GABA production and all of these different things that really help have that calm, focused, actionable energy. So this combo that I take is called Happy Juice, and that's how it makes me feel, is legit happy. And again, it has the gut health support component. It has a mental and physical energy component, and then it has a nootropic component in it that really helps with the mental flow state, with increasing BDNF, increasing dopamine, all of those kinds of things to really give me that feeling of calm, focused, actionable energy when I need it, for as long as I need it. And I'm doing all of this without stimulants. So it's without anything that is going to cause me to have a cortisol spike, you know, caffeine, coffee, different things like that. Like that can definitely help with your motivation. And I drink a cup of coffee every morning. And I am never going to not drink coffee because I love it. It's just like, it's a ritual to me. And I just love the warmth and the all the things, right? I love coffee. But more than one cup a day is not helping you, right? It's not helping your overall motivation. It's not helping your stress hormones. It's not helping your sleep cycle, all of those kinds of things. So utilizing something like this that is stimulant free, right? That is clean ingredients, that is science backed and researched, has been so powerful for me in really being able to, again, hack my body to have that instant motivation when I want it and when I need it. Okay. So here's the deal. If you have listened to these three episodes and you are like, okay, yes, I want that feeling. I want that feeling of calm, focused, actionable energy. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to be open, right, to leveraging science and supplementing for your specific goals. So stop trying to feel like, you know, you need to utilize willpower, or that you just need to be, if I could just be mentally tougher, if I could read the right personal development book, then that would be the secret, you know, to me having the motivation to finally get everything done, or finally be able to follow through on the things that I said I was going to follow through on, or not, you know, be grouchy or finish my projects, right? What you need is you need to leverage science. You need to be supplementing specifically for your goals so that you can have that feeling when you need it for as long as you need it, okay? So we talked about some of the foundational stuff, prioritizing sleep, managing stress, you know, eating in a specific way that is going to contribute to the goals that you have. And then from there, you know, supplement and figure out how to utilize nootropics, figure out how to utilize adaptogens so that you can really be able to leverage science and do the things that you want to do, okay? So what I want you to do is in the show notes, I left a link for a form that you can fill out, and I will send you a customized recommendation for what I would have you start with, right, or start looking into for the feeling that you're after, right? For your specific mental wellness goals. If you are wanting to have more motivation, if you're like, yes, I want to know how to hack my motivation. I want you to fill out that form. I will send you a recommendation of the different products that I would encourage you to get started with that are going to help you have increased dopamine, increased serotonin. Maybe if you need to address your gut health, we can look at that. We can talk about that. And we can really dig into this and figure out what is the customized plan for you. There's no strings attached. I'm going to give you a game plan so that you know where to start, but then that's it. You don't have to There's no other strings attached to filling out the recommendation. So you're going to see that in the show notes. Click that link, fill that out. You'll get an email response from me. And we can talk about this and figure out what the best plan for you is to be able to hack your motivation and GSD. All right. Thanks for hanging out with me throughout this series. And if this is the first part of this series that you've listened to and you want to go back and listen to the other two episodes, feel free. I have so enjoyed diving into this topic. And hey, if we're not hanging out on social media already, let's get connected. You can find me on Instagram at @thecassiewoods. And then I put my my email in the show notes as well if you want to connect one-on-one there. Either way is great by me. And I will talk to you soon.